This is the Blue Dot Report, a look at our place in space. I'm Dave Schlom.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
That, of course, is the opening for the classic kids' television program Bill Nye the Science Guy. For a generation of youngsters, Bill got them interested in science, and many went on to pursue careers in science, engineering, or at the very least, developed a lifelong appreciation for the natural sciences. Since then, Bill has become a major American celebrity, debating climate change deniers, creationists, and even doing a turn on Dancing with the Stars. A new documentary on his life and work is being produced by filmmakers David Alvarado and Jason Susberg, and Jason joins us to talk about it. Jason, when and why did you decide that you guys wanted to do a film about Bill Nye?
Well, thanks for having me on. The genesis of this really goes back to middle school when David and I were, in school, and we actually were fans of his program, both in school and also on Saturday morning. We'd watch Bill Nye the Science Guy, and so we had done a previous film that came out last year, and we were science filmmakers, and we were sort of looking for the next film. What are we going to do? And around that time, Bill had just done the creationist debate with Ken Ham in Kentucky, and so he was all over the news, and we were, really excited about connecting with him, see if he was interested in pursuing a documentary. We totally wanted to make it our next film, and 6 months later, we got a meeting with him, and here we are now.
How exactly did you go about getting him on board with this? Did you know him before the idea for the film?
No, we didn't. We didn't know him. It was sort of a lark. On a lark, we contacted a producer friend of ours, who is an amazing filmmaker. He's Seth Gordon. He's made a bunch of documentaries, including an Academy Award-winning one. So we knew that that Bill would probably not take a phone call from us, but he would probably take a phone call from Seth. And sure enough, we got a meeting in San Francisco, and we told him that the reason that we're science filmmakers and science storytellers is because of his show, and we really want to tell his story, what he's up to now. Not just the past, but what his goals are currently, and who the man really is. And after the meeting, it went really well. It was around this time last year, in fact. It was last October. And by the end of the meeting, he was like, well, did you guys bring your camera? You guys want to start shooting this now? And, of course, we needed to take our time and settle in. So, but since then, it's we've been hitting the ground running and filming with him ever since.
Where are you at now in the production, and when's the planned release date, if there is one?
Yeah, we are still producing the movie. We're still shooting basically every month since last November. Sorry, last October. We've had a bunch of shoots. We're planning on being in production for the next 12 months, and we're going to be editing at the same time, which is kind of crazy. Very accelerated shoot schedule, production schedule, edit schedule, but his story's happening now, so it's our job to get this done as soon as possible, but to tell the story justly, and our goal is to finish it in time for festivals next year, and the goal would be to go to film festivals by January, and then we'll figure out a broadcaster at that time.
Bill's had such an extraordinary career. How is your film going to be able to examine the many facets of Bill, the icon, and the human being?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, we're sort of dealing with that now. We're trying to find what story that we're going to, or the story threads that we're going to pursue, because they are vast. He really has lived many different lives, going back from his past as an engineer, at Boeing, and then he was on early, NBC affiliate public television, and now he's the CEO of the Planetary Society, and they're launching LightSail. So there's a huge story out there, and we hope we can do it justice. We're not going to follow a timeline that's chronological. We're not going to start at the beginning and just do it, from day one. But we are going to jump around in our story, and it's going to be, we're hoping, a sort of like freewheeling 2-hour account of his life. But we're really going to focus it on what he's up to currently with his mission to bring global warming awareness, climate change policy to fruition, and the launching of his small spacecraft, LightSail, which is going to happen next year. So that's really the story that we're focused on.
What's been the most surprising or interesting thing you've learned about him working on this film?
You know, he really is the science guy, like the personality that you see on TV, on whatever, in MSNBC or John Oliver. That is who he is. He really is the science guy. He's totally geeked up and passionate about everything. So that was surprising to learn that this wasn't a personality that he was putting on for the TV cameras. But in fact, if the cameras aren't rolling, he still just gets excited about, you know, light bulb filaments and LEDs and how contact lenses work or his vacuum cleaner. Like, he really has a deep fundamental understanding of the mundane and the extraordinary, like a cosmic understanding of the biggest stuff and then the smallest stuff. Also, another surprising thing is he's absolutely unstumpable. We can't ask any question that goes unanswered. Like, he basically, at this point in our production, it sounds like he knows everything.
And one of the things I find the most appealing about him is his sense of humor. Could you comment on that real quick?
Yeah, I mean, he's an extraordinarily funny individual. That was one of the interesting things that we figured out in the production and sort of the research of what we've been doing, is realizing how much of his life is comedy and his start as a comic. It was a huge chunk of his 20s and 30s was spent trying to be a mainstream comedian, a mainstream comic. And that wasn't the science guy. That was just sort of funny Bill Nye. And now he's able to sort of synthesize his passions for science and comedy. And he really is just funny in everyday life. It's not like he doesn't do bits like a comedian does or write jokes necessarily, but he's just funny in his everyday language, and his everyday timing and pacing is hilarious. So I think he's going to make a really interesting character in this documentary.
Finally, what do you want people to take away from this film that they may not know about Bill, that you want them to know about him?
Sure. Well, he's mission-oriented. He wants to change the world. So he's not just a, you know, quotidian scientist who's, you know, trying to do his small part. He's, in fact, a science communicator that is trying to literally make a huge dent in our political experience and how we view science. His aims are incredibly, incredibly ambitious. So we hope people walk away with learning about who this man is, where he came from, and what he hopes to do. But also, we hope that people walk away with an understanding of how they can change the world, and how Bill has inspired people to change their own lives and to focus on scientific issues that matter, like the small stuff that we all should understand, like evolution and space exploration, but really big ideas, cosmic ideas. So we hope people walk away with the desire to, fulfill his mission, which is change the world.
Jason, thank you.
Thank you. It's been great.
That's Jason Susberg, along with David Alvarado. They're the filmmakers behind the Bill Nye film, which will be released in the near future. The report is a production of North State Public Radio. Visit us at mynspr.org. Our engineer is Matt Schiltz. I'm Dave Schlom, reminding you that from deep space, we all live on a pale blue dot.